Father's Day is this weekend. I hear something that's not another tie. How about some time at the end of a flintlock rifle, a muzzleloader, or a World War II machine gun? Thunderhead Peacemakers and Long Arms, a family-run gun shop in Tucson, Arizona, is offering supervised rentals of historic firearms for Father's Day. Jay Helm owns the shop and joins us. Mr. Helm, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
I have to ask first, Peacemakers?
Yes, the Peacemaker stands for the old Colt Peacemaker from the Old West.
That was like a trademark, wasn't it?
Right.
So give us some idea of some of the history of these weapons, if you could.
On the supervised rental program, what we have is a broad variety of firearms that span from the Revolutionary War era up through modern-day law enforcement. Mm-hmm. We cover a lot of the historical firearms of the 1800s and also the firearms that were used in all of the wars and major conflicts of which the U.S. was a part during the last century.
Do you have World War II veterans who swagger in and say they'd like to rent something?
Actually, I had a gentleman in here yesterday who had carried a Thompson submachine gun through Europe, and he did not want to rent the firearm. He just wanted to hold it for a few moments. I could tell he got a bit nostalgic when he picked it up.
I can't imagine that all of his memories were pleasant.
Probably not.
What's it like to fire a flintlock?
Actually, a flintlock is, one of the guns that I enjoy most shooting. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most difficult to load in terms of modern firearms. When the trigger is pulled and that hammer drops and the flint strikes the steel and knocks a shower of sparks, you get just a momentary lag between the time that the powder in the pan is ignited to when the gun actually discharges. And it's that momentary lag, it's kind of neat. Not quite the same experience you get with a modern-day firearm.
What do folks fire at, sir?
What we have is really a variety of targets. We have just typical paper targets they can shoot at. With the machine guns, one of the really most fun targets to shoot is a block of ice.
That's just because it's real hot out in Arizona? You'd think you'd want to treat ice a little more respectfully this time of year.
Well, the target does a little bit more when the bullets strike it. Also, it creates a lot less cleanup for us on the range. So we just let them melt.
I guess there could come a time in a few years when, I mean, what do you offer veterans of the Gulf War? Laser-guided weapons?
We kind of avoid the ground-launched missiles and crew-served weapons.
Right. Well, imagine what they do to a block of ice.
to the range.
Mr. Helm, thank you very much.
Well, sir, thank you very much.
Jay Helm owns the Thunderhead, Peacemakers, and Long Arms in Tucson, Arizona.